This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day. My name is Tolu George, and I'm the Senior Associate Pastor of Jesus House for All Nations that meets in Bloberg. And I'm speaking to you today from K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Today, I would like to speak to you about something that I titled Total on Unlimited Freedom. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You know, I've read, I've watched so many movies and read so many books about freedom and the power of freedom and so on and so forth. And one of the things that I've come to realize is that it takes a fight to win freedom. It takes a fight to obtain freedom, and it takes a fight to retain freedom. Freedom is never, ever cheap. Freedom is always a choice. Freedom is a choice. The day you choose to refuse to be under bondage, that is the day that your freedom begins. I heard some profound words from a precious sister in our church. She said, "Eternal life is a gift, but abundant life is a choice." Eternal life. Remember, we said that the thief comes to steal, but Jesus came to give you abundant life. Are you willing to receive the abundant life today? Are you willing to receive the abundant life today? Today, I want to read a verse of scripture, John chapter 8, verse 32. And it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I also want to read to you John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and I'm reading verse 12. John chapter 1 and verse 12 says, But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name." You know, I want to tell you something about freedom. When you receive Christ, you receive the automatic right to be free. But the process of being free, the Bible says, "And the truth shall make you free." As you fellowship with the truth, as you mingle with the truth, you begin to experience freedom inch by inch. That's the reason why the Bible says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You have to work towards retaining the truth. You have to work towards keeping the truth. Like I said, it takes a fight to keep the truth. And you see, the truth is that freedom can slip, and many times it slips when you were not necessarily the one who fought for the freedom. It was someone else who fought for the freedom and gave it to you. But freedom sometimes can slip. And if you look at Hebrews, I want to read Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Freedom can slip. Truth can slip. We can drift away from truth. It says in verse 1, it says, "Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away." It is possible for you to receive the word of the Lord and then you drift away. You drift away slowly and steadily. Now, when you begin to drift, it's not a purposeful action. It's not a purposeful movement. You just move away a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. And one day you find out, for example, if you have a boat, when you go into the boat has anchors. That anchor is the truth. That anchor is your truth. That is the word of God. They drop the anchor and it keeps them on the bed of the sea. And no matter how the wind blows, except if it's an exceptionally strong wind, you can find that the boat is still generally there. It's not moving away into the high seas anymore. The anchor keeps it there. And the truth of the word of God is the anchor for our spirits. But when you just leave the boats there, it's like your parking brake. when you have a car and you park your car and you don't pull the handbrake is like an anchor for the car because it keeps the car there. But if you don't have a handbrake pulled up properly, you may wake up one day and your car has moved away, especially if it's on a steep hill or on a gradient. You just find that it has by itself moved away. So you need to be able to fellowship with the truth. And freedom is always based on the truth. There is no freedom outside of the truth. Every freedom that is outside of the truth is still bondage. I promise you that. Every freedom that is outside of the truth of God is still bondage. Now, what exactly have we been set free from? We talk about this freedom a lot. You know, many people say, what exactly am I free from? I don't see the point of all this noise. I'm free. Free from what? There are at least four things that we are free from. There are at least four things that Christ has made us free from. Number one, I'll read Galatians chapter 3. And I'll be reading verses 10 to 13. It says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We have been set free from the curse of the law. I want to submit something to you. You cannot keep enough of the law to pay for your sin. Nobody in this world can keep the law. Nobody. Because if you break one part of the law, you have broken all the law as far as God is concerned. No one is able to keep the law. But Christ has made grace available to us. So through his grace, we can obtain righteousness. We don't have to work for it. We can obtain righteousness if you make it. That does not give you the liberty to behave anyhow you like. That means that even if you fall into sin, you can quickly ask for forgiveness and move on and repent. Repent means turning around and moving on. The second thing that Christ has made us free from is freedom from fear. We have been set free from fear of failure. We have been set free from the fear of man. We have been set free from the fear of opinions of men, fear of death, fear of abandonment, fear of Satan, fear of anything. We have been set free from fear. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, it says, in fact, let's start from 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. We have been set free from fear. Fear has no hold over us. So you don't have to fear the opinions of men. You don't have to fear what people can do to you or not do for you, because God can do everything for you. You don't have to fear being abandoned, because he says, I am with you even until the end of the ages. I'm with you till the end of the world. You don't have to fear. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6, it says, verse 5, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. There is nothing that man can do to you. There is nothing that even Satan can do to you. There is nothing anybody can do to you. Why? Because the Lord is with you as a mighty, terrible one. If someone refuses to bless you, God will open doors somewhere else. If someone refuses to help you, the Lord is your helper. That is all you need. He will bring somebody else in your direction to help you. The Lord is your helper. He's your shade on your right hand. He goes before you and he comes behind you as a rear guard. We have been set free from the power of fear. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 74. Let me get that. Luke chapter 1, verse 74. Luke chapter 1, verse 74. It says, Luke 1, 74 says, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Christ delivered us so that we can serve him without fear. The third thing that we have been set free from is found in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 says, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We have been set free from the works of the devil. We have been set free from the works of the devil. The devil has no hold over us. We have been set free from the works of the devil. The Bible says in Acts, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, to destroy the works of the evil one. The Son of God has been manifested and the works of the evil one have been destroyed. The most the devil can do is he can steal your breath. He cannot steal your soul anymore. He cannot take your soul to hell. The most he can do is he can steal your breath, kill you physically. He cannot kill you spiritually anymore. It is impossible as long as you are embracing the word of God. The fourth thing that we have been freed from is the tyranny of the flesh. The Bible talks about the flesh, that we have to crucify the flesh. What are the works of the flesh? The works of the flesh are found primarily in Galatians chapter 5, and I'll read from verses 19 to 21. The flesh is terrible. The flesh is like a tyrant. Let me tell you what the flesh is. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Of which I told you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. You see, when we are given to works of the flesh, we are stressed. We find ourselves in stressful positions. But Christ set us free from the tyranny of the works of the flesh, so we can live above the works of the flesh. We can live above all these things that give us emotional trauma, that give us, he gives us the strength to rise above them and live an abundant life, a life that is regular. Now, you see, one of the things that I've noticed is this. When we make a conscious decision to crucify the flesh in our bodies, to make a conscious decision not to do the wrong things, to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to do what we are supposed to do, the quality of life that we live improves. We live a better, higher quality of life. So Christ set us free so that the works of the flesh will no longer have dominion over us. We are completely free. It's a total freedom. It's an unlimited freedom. We are free from the works of the enemy. It will be a complete tragedy if I continue to allow myself to be held hostage by the works of the enemy or the works of the flesh. Today, God has given you authority. Use that authority. It's a waste if you don't use it. Use the authority that Christ has given to you, and watch the quality of your life skyrocket. Thank you for listening to me today. This has been Tolu George from K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. God bless you and goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.